This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Radio Town Hall mode today and having a blast doing it, folks. Welcoming your calls, questions, comments, texts, obviously always welcome, emails as well. We're here for you to answer the questions on your mind, on what is on your mind. The most listened to radio talk show on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Today our physical location is Grand Forks. We're actually up at Grand Forks at the newest First International Bank and Trust location along South Columbia Road in Grand Forks. Exciting to see this development. You know, I spent 18 years of my life up here. It's my adopted hometown, so I love when things are booming and happening in Grand Forks, and there is a lot going on. And so we're at First International Bank. We're going to meet some of the folks from this newest location of the First International Bank and Trust family as we go throughout the day today and this last hour. We're joined next by Governor Doug Burgum. He's here to take any questions, comments that you have as well, and talk a little bit about accomplishments of 2017, look ahead to 2018. Got a State of the State address coming up here soon as well. Governor, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, it's great to be back.
So if you had to give us a report card on yourself and look back a little bit on 2017, it was a busy year. You had a lot on the plate. As you look back at it all, how do you assess it?
Well, I think the first place, you know, we start from is First Lady Catherine and I are so grateful to have the opportunity to serve the people of North Dakota, because one thing I've learned in this job is, you know, we can make a difference in people's lives every day. And that's just, that's fantastic to be able to, you know, when you love North Dakota and you love people in North Dakota, get a chance to make a difference for people. It's a real honor. So the first year has been amazing. Yesterday was the first anniversary of last year, the official, you know, it's budget address with the state legislature and the inauguration and the legislative chambers. And so, you know, first year has gone by super fast, but it's been exciting and fun. And we feel like we'd give ourselves a pretty good report card for what we got done in the first year.
You mentioned the First Lady Catherine, and also the two of you so relished the opportunity to make a difference in people's lives. If you had to point to anything that that sticks out when the two of you talk about that and how you've made a difference in people's lives, at what particular area, what particular example would you cite as one that gives you, you know, a good feeling about accomplishing those goals?
Well, I'd say the one thing that she and I, you know, teamed up on most is on the whole addiction recovery, and that was one of five things we talked about, five strategic initiatives last year, a year ago, when we took office. And one of those initiatives was reinventing government. Another was the Main Street Initiative. Another was engaging with the tribal partnerships and, you know, and getting ourselves unwound from Dakota Access Pipeline. We talked about transforming education, and then of course the addiction and recovery. And on that one, I mean, when Catherine put together the whole Recovery Reinvented event, you know, one of the things that occurred that day was we gave out Narcan. We had, again, no expense to taxpayers. We got almost $50,000 of that donated, and gave a, you know, video and instruction to the whole crowd. I think there was, you know, between 800 and 1,000 people there. 330 people stopped by the health department booth on the way out and took a free sample of the, you know, this opioid overdose antidote, if you will. I mean, you sprayed up your nose like a nasal spray. And she got a call 5 days later from some parents that had been there. They were attending because they were concerned about their adult son. They returned home, found him unresponsive on the bathroom floor, you know, used this Narcan nasal spray and saved their son's life. I mean, it's like, you know, if you can't come up with an example better than that. And again, this is an epidemic where in the U.S., it's completely different than anything we've had during the 80s or 90s, where this opioid crisis, we're going to have more people die in America of this year of overdoses than we do of both handgun or gun deaths and car accidents combined. Almost 175 people a day dying in this country of overdose deaths. And And again, it's at the state level. You know, this is something we've got to do something about. And so trying to be proactive about that is one of the things that we're working on.
You took office at a time when the economy was hitting some bumps, challenging budget times, just basically, you know, coming off some record highs year after year after year and coming down to earth a little bit, and the price of oil obviously having some impact on the budget of the state of North Dakota. I see today that Ryan Rushberger has some new numbers out for the third quarter, and like the second quarter, there is an increase, not a huge one, but an increase in July, August, and September. Looks like a 2.3% increase over those months in 2016. What's your overall feeling on the economy and where we sit and how that's been the last year?
Well, another thing, when we took office a year ago, we did have this huge thing we had to do with the budget and working with the legislature. I mean, we got the general fund down from $6 billion over 2 years down. We took it down to 4.3, so 1.7 billion dollar reduction. That's, you know, the largest dollar wise in the history of the state. It's the largest percentage since the Depression, and I'm not sure there's a state in the union that has reduced their budget by that much, at least, and I haven't talked to any other governors that have been able to make that kind of move. So that was great teamwork with the legislature to get that done. At the same time, we're provided permanent versus temporary property tax relief by taking over the county social services funding, and then we still funded K-12 fully. So there was some great effort to do that. But when you talk about Ryan Rauschenberger and the revenue numbers, they're up slightly, but we've got some big challenges still ahead of us. Some of the ways that we got to that $4.3 billion of spending was we drained some one-time buckets to do that. And so if we don't have revenue coming in well above where we were last time, we're still going to have some budget challenges after we complete the remaining 18 months of this biennium. And so we're, you know, looking ahead 18 months and trying to figure out where we're going to be. But the good news is that we're getting some relief with economic activity, some relief with oil price. And, of course, the resolution on Dakota Access Pipeline was huge. It's carrying one-third of our output. And, I've talked to producers in December that were paying no discount to the WTI price, where we used to North Dakota oil used to get paid $6 to $10 less for North Dakota oil than we do than others in the rest of the country because of the transportation cost discount. And now that we're getting that in, that's going into the pockets of mineral owners in North Dakota. It's going into the pockets of the state coffers, schools, supporting school trust funds. I mean, that's just good news for everybody when we can get paid the same price as everybody else, and that's all because we've increased our takeaway capacity.
Question for you from Larry in Bismarck. Go ahead for the governor, Larry.
Good morning, fellas. Governor Bergen, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your election. I think you're doing a good job, but I do believe there are some people in your office administration that kind of buffer you from the average Joe at times. During the campaign, I spoke with Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and I discussed an item with him, which is a real problem, especially out west. And he agreed with me, and I can prove my facts. And he said, get with me during your legislature. We'll talk with some legislators, and we'll try and get a bill written up and presented to the legislature. And when I attempted to get a hold of him, I got a hold of a receptionist. And she just made excuses why I couldn't talk to him or leave a message or that. And she kept telling me I need to hire an attorney. Well, this situation is usually what happens is people, to get their money, have to hire an attorney. And a lot of times people are ripped off for $5,000 or $10,000, and it ain't worth getting an attorney. So the people that are pulling this get away with it. And she just kept telling me, hire an attorney. And then I said, when's North Dakota going to protect our rights? And this lady had the audacity to ask me if I was one of the minority groups. And when I said no, she said, well, then you have no rights. I wasn't talking about discriminatory rights. I was talking about just rights. And so I missed an opportunity to change things for a lot of people out there. And this don't come to thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands. We're talking about millions of dollars. They're fraudulently taken from hardworking people, put some of them in bankruptcy. It affects our economy, because that money is no longer allowed to rotate through like it should. And I used to have a great working relationship with Governor Ed Schaefer. He said, anytime you need to get a hold of me, you know, we had a deal set up where I could get a hold of him. When Governor Hovind came in, it seemed like he was protected from the average Joe. The Lieutenant Governor, when he took over, it was the same way. There's issues out in this state of North Dakota that should be addressed, and they're not brought up by attorneys or bankers. They're average people, and I believe that you are a man of the people again, and I think you need to have an access line to the people without the interference of office staff. And
all right, we'll let the governor address that quickly. We're coming up on a break here, so may have to finish this in another break. Go ahead, Governor.
Well, look, I'd love to hear more about your issue, and I, you know, feel like we, again, whether it's a half a dozen drought meetings we did last summer out with the communities or the 11 communities we've been to for Main Street Initiative. I mean, I'm out there face-to-face, you know, and people can get through. So I'd love to maybe offline we get your number and find out who you spoke to and how we can make sure that you get heard.
Sounds good. Thanks. More with Governor Burgum coming up. Larry, hang on. We'll get your information passed that along more after this on What's Up.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Squaws and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Squaws and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can know what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're at First International Bank of Trust today. Brand new location of First International Bank of Trust in Grand Forks. Riley Folsom is here. Now, Riley is a Grand Forks native, born and raised right here, right, Riley?
Yep, absolutely.
And on the First International Bank and Trust team is a personal banker here. You guys have not ATMs. Those are, I guess, yesterday, right? You have ITMs. What's an ITM?
That's right. So ITMs are, they're basically the new version of an ATM, but they're a lot more customer friendly. We have two of them, one in our lobby, and then there's one in the drive-thru, and they're really customer-friendly, really interactive. They're a lot more, it's a lot more customer-friendly. Not a lot of banks have them. We're probably, maybe, if not the only bank in Grand Forks that has them. You can do withdrawals, deposits, and then most ATMs nowadays only give out 20s, but the new ITMs, they give out any denomination, 50s, 20s, 5s, and 1s. So they're really great to have, really easy to use.
That's neat. You also have the instant issue debit cards.
That's right.
What's cool about those?
So these debit cards, when you walk in to a lot of banks, it's 7 to 10 days standard. They mail into them, but when you walk in here, we can print yours out, and you pick your PIN right here, and you walk out the door with it, and it prints in less than 1 minute. So they're really, really handy. And let's say, stuff happens. You're going to lose it. You're going to... sometimes they get ruined. It just happens. So you walk in here, we can have yours in your pocket within 5 minutes. It's really handy.
Awesome. Love it. Riley, thanks a bunch for chatting with us about all the great things at the new First International Bank address right on South Columbia Road, Grand Forks. One of several locations, of course, throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, even down in Arizona. Good to chat with you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum now. We're talking a little bit about 2017. I'm going to talk about 2018 in the segment. We did pass along the information from Robert earlier. And, Governor, to your point, I have followed a lot of governors in my time behind the microphone. Dare I say I've been doing this since 1986 in North Dakota. Started up here in Grand Forks doing talk radio. And so you see a lot of different things in politics and the way governors and congressmen and senators operate. I don't know that I've seen anybody more accessible than yourself and Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, simply from the standpoint of just sheer calendar items, just places you're going, things you're taking in. That's the time to spend with you on the Main Street initiative as well and go into these communities and, have one-on-one conversations. So it's pretty cool. Obviously, not everybody all the time is going to be thinking they're getting their issue addressed. But as far as just pure access and pure places, you're going a lot of places, probably more than anybody that I remember, honestly. Just wanted to pass that on.
Well, yeah, and I feel really fortunate. You mentioned Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. I feel like we've got the best lieutenant governor in America working here, and he has been tireless crisscrossing the state. And we did get Larry's number on the break, so we'll give him a call and find out what his concerns are. But, looking ahead, if you take a look at the state budget, one thing you talk about, the governor's job being an operating job or an executive job or a CEO job. When you're the governor, lieutenant governor, and you get in this position, you realize you're the CEO of at least three things. One is it's education, because you think of where we spend our money on K-12 and higher ed. You're also in the healthcare business. You're the CEO of a big healthcare business because of what we spend. And we spent a lot of time this last year with working with the federal government to try to get more control back to states for healthcare. Came up one vote short on that, which the Graham-Cassidy bill, which could have been great for North Dakota. And then the other thing is the whole area of, corrections and what we're doing there with working with the legislature last year and getting the justice reinvestment legislation passed, super strategic, trying to, move dollars upstream. So we're not, paying $41,000 to incarcerate someone for a nonviolent low-level like drug possession crime when the reason why they got the drug is they've got an addiction. And we're going to treat the addiction much more effectively than we can through incarceration. 75% of people in the North Dakota system have an addiction. And again, people talk about being, tough on crime or tough on drugs. That's just tough on taxpayers. And we need to 98% or more of the people that go to prison in North Dakota come back out again. So I love it when our director of the Department of Corrections, Leanne Burt, says we need to make better neighbors, not better prisoners, because we particularly when we're facing this workforce shortage, we got a 13,000 at least jobs open in North Dakota. And when I talk to other governors around the country, there's more stuff that we can do to try to make sure that if anybody does end up in jail, that we're making sure that when they're there, they're learning a trade, they're learning a skill, so when they get back out, they can enter society again, as opposed to be forever banished with the with the tag of being a felon and then not being able to get a place to live or work. And And then again, that just creates long-term social costs if they stay in the system. And what we're trying to do is reinvent the way we think about things here. And we certainly have an opportunity across all these fronts, education, healthcare, and corrections, to do things that are both more effective and cost less.
You are giving a State of the State address on the 23rd, 10 a.m. at Minot State University's campus. That'll be free and open to the public, seating obviously limited. You just talked about a robust list of things that are on the agenda. What do you think is the primary one? What will be the headline after the State of the State address about your most important priority going forward in 2018?
Well, I'll leave it up to the press to decide what the headline is, but we're going to be talking about the same five strategic initiatives we talked about last year and how we're going to drive progress, moving ahead on across all of those. And I think we're also going to be live streaming, that event, in the way people should think about that. I mean, when we're doing the, suit and tie in the legislature in the years that are the, odd calendar years. So, but like we did last year and like we'll do again in 2019, in the legislative chambers, really focusing on budget. The State of the State address in Minot is really a chance to have a more extended format and talk in more like you'd think about the way we think about it, like when we would in our tech events in the past, where you'd have a company meeting or think of Stampede, think of Convergence, think of the events that we've had where we get a chance to really try to explain big picture and explain where we're going and share a vision of where we're trying to get to. And so I think it's going to be a really fun event, fun and informative. And hopefully what we have to do, like we're doing with the K-12 task force, the higher end task force, like the diversion task force, because we got to engage citizens in helping us come up with these solutions, because the answers aren't all in Bismarck. There's so many smart people in the state. We got to figure out a way to engage them, because there's a lot of people that have got ideas about how we can do things better and have it cost the taxpayer less money. And that's what we're all about, is when Brent and I talk about reinventing government, is, consumer expectations are going up and up and up. People are having great experiences, as the digital economy transforms every job and every company. And I say great experiences, whether that's, if someone's shopping online at Amazon and you go back to Amazon, they know who you are and they know what you looked at. They know what items you've searched for and they know what interests you are. And we got 165 websites in the state of North Dakota. And if you go to one of them and come back, we don't know who you are, and you can't buy a fishing license and a park pass on the same website. So we the gap between what consumers expect and what we're delivering as a government in terms of services is growing, and we've got to work hard to try to close that gap.
All right, fascinating to learn more about that. Looking forward to lots of great conversations specifically on all these points in 2018. Governor, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for all you do, and Happy New Year. And
serving
go by the way,
plains,
I'm wearing my Bison
this
here right now in the office, getting ready for this weekend.
The countdown is on, for sure. All right, more coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Celebrating Christmas. Oh, yes, indeed. And there's plenty of Christmas around and reminders that it's winter, too, isn't there? We're back at First International Bank of Trust today. And I'm busy. What's on your mind? My goodness. Packing a lot in today with Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall, made up from Wednesday, and then Governor Burgum just moments ago as well, with an update on the plan ahead for 2018. So, we're at First International Bank of Trust. As I mentioned, Mike Herman is here. Mike is a personal banker with First International Bank of Trust. How are you?
Doing well, and yourself?
Nice to see you. Thanks for all the great hospitality today. This is a wonderful location and a beautiful bank. And encourage folks that are around Grand Forks to stop by South Columbia Road. Now, when they come in and get a checking account, what kind of options do you have? Tell me a little about some of the different things you're offering right now.
Well, we've got three different checking accounts, mainly for three different demographics. One of them is for people who wish to maintain a higher balance. We reward them with higher interest and a little bit more in ATM refunds on a monthly basis. And additional to that, they get
about... That one's called a what?
That's an advantage account.
Okay.
So a lot of people do take advantage of that. It does have a higher balance requirement for it, but people do enjoy it.
Sure, sounds good. And then the rewards level?
On that one, you get that one's more for our debit card users. If you're a high debit card user, you do want this one. We reward you with spending limits. So if you spend between $500 and $1,500, you would get $5.95 added to the account. Anything over $1,500, you would get $10.95 added to your account at the end of the statement cycle.
So basically, you've got an option for every potential need there.
Absolutely, yes.
And the basic essential level would be?
That would be for people who don't want to be tied into the higher balance requirements or to debit card usage. Kind of a bare bones, people who just want a checking account to use it and don't really want to be required to do anything else.
You have both commercial and residential.
Correct.
Right? So the home, the business, either one of them, you're going to help them out.
Correct, yes.
A lot of folks coming in for that. Money markets, CDs, savings accounts. I bet all that Christmas money is coming in the form of savings accounts now, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, we do have a kid savings account as well to get them kind of excited towards the idea of saving and kind of more, as introducing them to banking itself. So,
very cool. Anything else you want to tell us, Mike?
We're super excited about the new location. Looking forward to meeting all the new customers out in the market.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday. They're open Saturdays 9 to 1, and a grand opening coming soon to make it official. But the bank is open, so come on in and check it out. The lobby's open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Good to see you.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll chat with more of our friends from First International Bank of Trust coming up here as we continue on the program today. All right. I know we have one other thing to do. Oh, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Yeah, our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy. 2018 is here, and we're spending all this time kind of looking ahead. What's the big priorities? I know, Jim, you always have some good ideas. Do you have any ideas for us on things we ought to focus on in the new year for 2018? Jim, my man, are you there?
God, I'm sorry. I have too many things going on here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, you have a few 2018 ideas? I figured you would. You're always good for some good suggestions. What do you think?
Well, Scott, like I said before, we're on a roll in this country. We feel like we're getting back maybe to more of our roots and our civil discourse, maybe. That's where everybody's trying to get back to. And what a better time than for us to, you know, I'd like to bring light on liberty and what liberty has done for us in history and our country and why we're here. And I'd like to actually today just speak, you know, there's enough of us still around that remember Ronald Reagan. I was under his command in the United States Marine Corps. And I'd just love to quote him today, you know, and when he was saying goodbye as a president, he says, whatever else history may say about me when I'm gone, I hope it will record that I appealed to your best hopes, not your worst fears, to your confidence rather than your doubts. My dream is that you will travel the road ahead with liberty's lamp guiding your steps and opportunity's arm steadying your way. And that just touched me big time, Scott, where we're given such simple guidance and what great success has been brought about under those terms. And Ronald Reagan was an awesome commander. I always said we never had to fight a day under Ronald Reagan because he fought our battles for us. He went ahead of us, and I believe we have a president that's doing that now in America is becoming great. Hey, we hit 25,000. A lot to be thankful for, Scott.
A little light on liberty there. I love that. And, you know, there's a lot of noise in this world. There is a lot of, even like if you compare how many official statements Ronald Reagan would have made versus Donald Trump and, you know, Barack Obama. And, you know, just as you look at, you know, okay, even go back to Abe Lincoln. What did Abe Lincoln say in the way of a statement, a speech, whatever, and compare it to what a modern-day president says? It's just, it's insane. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, I mean, that's largely because of social media and 24/7 news and everything else. There's a lot of information out there. So it's lost a lot of it, honestly. And even now, you know, crowds out legends like Ronald Reagan, you know?
Right.
And so I think a little light on liberty, a little light on liberty is yes, very, very, very important. And it's a way for moms and dads, grandparents, other folks to say, I'm going to take that little nugget Jim just gave me, and I'm going to talk about Ronald Reagan. I'm going to talk about some of these other lights out there. So I'm glad you're doing it. It helps us encourage, you know, the remembering more than anything, just sifting through all the noise and finding those nuggets that are really history. It's really, really amazing. I even find that with President Trump, honestly, that, you know, you can, in a given week, have all kinds of things dominate the news that he said, a tweet here or a speech there or whatever, and then he'll go talk to, like, a VFW, and it gets a little bit of coverage in a news thing, but usually a bunch of other stuff wrapped around it. But you go back and actually listen word for word, and you say, there's a lot of profound things in here. You got to sift through because of all the noise. So I love the lights on liberty. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you, Scott. We're bound to repeat. We're bound to repeat history if we don't read it and we don't remember it. And there's a lot of negative things that have happened in our lifetime and our grandparents' lifetime. And if I can share something with my child, I don't have any grandchildren, but about my grandpa, now that's five generations I span knowledge. You know, and let's do that.
So one other thing we want to tell you about 2018 is we'd love it if you'd give Jim a call and get yourself a flagpole on the calendar. Plan a little boost in your patriotism where you live, where you work in 2018. If you go to ndflagpoleguy.com, you can find out more about that. You can call Jim at 701-571-FLAG. And if you already have one of those great American-made flagpoles that Jim has installed, you just want to keep that flag flying properly, you can sign up to have a flag sent on a schedule and retire your old flag in the service of a fallen veteran. So imagine that, a veteran that that is laid to rest with a flag that you have donated. Kind of a neat way to go. 571 flag, or call them at ndflagpoleguy.com. They're already working on 2018. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Texter says the Keller boys are headed to Frisco to see the game with Uncle Mudlet. A kicker for NDSU from 1971 to 1974. Who else is going? Let us know if you're going. We got some calls yesterday from some folks that were heading out. There'll be more today and a lot more tomorrow. And this show will originate there tomorrow. I'm going to host it from home, but Steve Holstrom will actually be hosting, co-hosting with me from down there. We got a lot of guests, so it should be a whole lot of fun. Really looking forward to that. Here's a question that came in for the governor. I think this was for the governor because it came after 10 that I didn't see until now. But it says, where's the term limits bill many ran on when campaigning? All right. And, you know, the governor talked about in his campaign support for term limits. No doubt about that. The governor of North Dakota is already term limited. Right? Isn't the governor terminated three terms? Am I right there? But, you know, I think when the governor talks about a term limit, most people do. They mean, I'm telling you, you vote for me, I'm not going to serve any longer than X. Generally what that means. But I think the caller, listener and texter is making a point that's worth considering. When you campaign on this, there has to be some sort of follow-up to say, here's how I'm going to hold myself to that or whatever. And I know a lot of people would like to see term limits. The constitutionality of those have been challenged in the past, largely because that's what an election is. But that's why I say most importantly, it's up to the integrity and the honesty of the person saying, I'm going to limit myself. Somebody else wanted more details on the numbers I mentioned that came out of the tax commissioner's office today. Let me find those. Third quarter taxable sales and purchases, you know, holding steady. They're up a little bit in the third quarter. July, August, September, 4.7 some odd billion. That's a 2.3% increase over those months in 2016. Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner, quoted as saying, we're happy to report positive taxable sales and purchases growth for the second quarter in a row, especially when you factor in this, that this report was during a time frame our state was dealing with a severe drought. Five of the 15 major sectors reported taxable sales and purchases gains when compared to the third quarter of a year ago, most notably mining and oil extraction sector, an 80.5% increase. Woo! Wow. The wholesale trade sector, 13% increase. Other services sector increased by 5.64%. Retail trade sector down. Third quarter, large increase in some of the industries related to oil activity. If energy prices continue to rise, we could feel the impact in other areas as well, says the tax commissioner. They go here county by county, too. I see in city by city some of the 50 largest cities in North Dakota, the highest percentage increases, Tioga, 31, Williston, 29, Newtown, 27, Castleton, 24, and Langdon, 23. Counties Dunn up 47, Burke up 29, Williams up 29, Lamore up 28, and Renville County up 25.8%. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Well, how are you doing?
Good. I don't know the gentleman's name that you spoke to last, but it's really fun to hear people that, first of all, thank him for his service and are that patriotic towards the United States. It's an absolute inspiration. And contrasting that to, there was an article in the newspaper, and then you're seeing all this stuff all over about the editorial was about someone that.
Hold that thought, you would, Steve. We got a break coming up here. I wanted to let you finish on the other side. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
800-228-0550.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. And you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal. Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table.
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table, made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
Take it from me. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Are you looking for every day made better? Then look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time to bring some joy, y'all.
All right, our final segment. We're going to bring some joy for Christmas, Todd. That's Christmas music, isn't it? Bringing joy. Are you feeling the joy?
That's Manny's 8-track of Christmas funk. I want the deluxe set for next. Or my birthday's coming at the end of February. I want that for my birthday.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see if Manny can work on that.
Let's start planning the birthday party right now. Speaking of birthday parties, by the way, kind of a neat story. On our New York City trip this year was a gentleman who was single and 89 years old and spilled the beans that his birthday was coming up in January. Okay, so he's going to be turning 90 years old in January. He's on this trip with us with 60 strangers, 60 other strangers that he doesn't know. In New York. Somebody finds out it's going to be his birthday, and of course we have a little early birthday celebration for him. But we're having a birthday party for him tonight in Fargo. Lloyd Lorfield's his name, 90 years old, so happy birthday,
nice.
Lloyd. It actually was yesterday. The birthday party is tonight at our Flag Studios. So see what we do for the Flag family when you come on these trips? We have a great time. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's. Piper's Auction Company's got a busy 2018, 560 acres of cropland, Stutzman County, 880 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in McLean County, And near Butte, North Dakota, 3,000 acres of irrigated, non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent County near Oaks. All of them in January alone. So you want total information? Check it out. 877-700-4099. That's the toll-free telephone number, 877-700-4099, or go to pipers.com. First one is 156 acres in Ward County. That'll be on Tuesday at 5 o'clock from Pipers. Okay? From Pipers. We're going to chat with Steve about patriotism, and then we're going to talk with Alyssa and Danielle from First International Bank and Trust. They're going to help me because I'm a little lost. I can't find the teller line here. But anyway, that'll be just a moment. Steve, let's finish with you here a little bit on the patriotism question that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying it's so nice to hear that, and I was contrasting to this editorial that was in the paper, and this particular one was someone ranting about the evils of pictures of hunting in the forum. And how terrible it is, you know, for anyone to be a quote hunter. And they truly believe it, you know, so, you know, that's just, but the level of, you know, naivete that takes to not understand that this particular one was this elk. The reason that elk is there is because of game management, probably the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the management of habitat, all of that stuff. And that contributes to the long-term well-being of those animals and that herd. And it's the same thing applies to the United States in that there's so many people that can't understand that getting it done for yourself and getting up every morning and having the opportunity to participate patriotically in capitalism is what makes this country. And there's this huge chunk of people that simply thinks that doesn't work, and we have to take their money and give it to someone else. And it is challenging for me to understand and believe just how many people cannot see the light as Ronald Reagan and others did. They were Democrats, and I don't know how liberal a Democrat he was, but all of a sudden he's like, hey, that doesn't work. Let's go down this path. And I'm hopeful with Trump in office, and we're running down that path, but I just can't believe the giant group of individuals that can't see that opportunity.
And we've got to unpack that letter to the editor. It's pretty much gone viral now, but it is what you're talking about is insane. And I'd love to find that person and ask if they're as outraged about 60 million unborn children being lost since Roe versus Wade. You know, I mean, you'd get a real interesting conversation there, wouldn't you? But I appreciate you bringing that up because we haven't had a lot of chance to talk about it. I think Todd and I just mentioned it one day. Just had a lot going on, but this week, but that is quite the letter. You can't even make it up. So look forward to talking about that. Alyssa Mom is here. Did I say that right?
Mom.
Like home. Alyssa, yes. Mom. Yes, and Danielle Michael is here. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We are good.
All right. Alyssa is, these two ladies are personal bankers here at First International Bank and Trust, and I'm having a little trouble. Alyssa, finding the teller line. Where's the teller line?
Yes, so that question you just asked, where's the teller line? We've been getting that asked by almost every customer that comes in. They're not sure where to go. We have actually ridded of the traditional teller line that you're used to at most banks. We have what's called telepods now. They're freestanding stations where you can come up and we can get that one-to-one customer interaction with the personal bankers and get all of their needs satisfied right there. But it gives you a little bit more personalization, one-on-one and face-to-face interaction than a traditional teller line does. So
that's really neat. And the drive-up line will still be here as well, right?
Yep. When the drive-up opens, we'll still have that open. That'll be open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays 9 to 1. So that extra 6 o'clock time frame lets those people who work that 8 to 5 schedule get over to the bank when they're off of work and get done whatever they need to do. So it gives you a little bit more availability and flexibility for depending on what everybody else's work schedule is.
That's cool. I wanted to ask you, Danielle, about this Bonsai Financial Literacy Program. What is that all about?
The Bonsai Program is basically we are going into a fifth grade class right now at Lake Agassiz. We are teaching the kids about scenarios that they're going to go through when they get older. So we teach them about bills, credit cards, housing, medical insurance, paychecks, just to kind of give them a step forward.
What a great idea. I mean, they're getting in the fifth grade a little run through on life, right?
Yep.
What it means when you get a medical bill. How does insurance pay for it, right? Yeah. Oh, I love it. And the importance of paychecks.
Yeah.
Because we want them to, you know, go out and get a job and then deposit it at First Union National Bank and Trust, right?
Exactly.
So, and then quickly, the Junior Champions Club?
The Junior Champions Club is, you come here to sign up your kids for it. It's from 8th grade and under. You get a T-shirt, a membership card, a lanyard. Once you get your kids signed up, you get free admission into men's basketball games, women's volleyball.
There's free T-shirts and lots of perks and fun. You ladies are fabulous. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
A very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.